I try to avoid all conversations about politics or religion because what's the point? Unless I'm hearing objective information, and how often does that happen? I once taught a university class about writing reviews, and this is what I remember. We either agree with the review, in which case we consider the writer gifted and wise, or we disagree and consider him ignorant and misguided. One of the most liberating books I ever read was by Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, known for his irreverent zest for life. What I really liked about the memoir is the title, which is, "What Do You Care What Other People Think?" Good point, isn't it? As long as they don't put their nitwitted thoughts into action and harm someone or something. I like what English actress Mrs. Patrick Campbell said. "I don't care what people do," she said, "as long as they don't do it in the streets and frighten the horses." So here I go, talking about religion and politics, but stick with me. Let's see if this goes anywhere. I also taught advertising, and one of the principles of advertising is that people believe what they want to believe. We believe that the right shampoo will bring us love and happiness. We believe that over-the-counter cold medicines will cure our cold. We believe we can clip our dog's toenails until we have the bite marks to believe something else. In the United States, we also have freedom of speech, which is the freedom to spout off about whatever we believe. The playwright Jean Kerr said that she knew an old Indian who believed the waters of the earth are gathered in the armpit of the Great Spirit. It was his right to say that. But Miss Kerr declared that she didn't think she would defend to the death his right to say it. This spring, my driver's license expired by 2 days, but the new state law declared that I had to go to the far outskirts of town, to the Bureau of National Security and the American Way of Life, with either a birth certificate or a passport to prove my identity. Then I could go back to the driver's license shop and get a new one. No charge, but a lot of hassle. Now, the employees were pleasant at the Bureau of National Security and the American Way of Life, but the overriding policy was creepy. I felt I was in one of those old World War II black-and-white movies set in East Germany or somewhere, and I didn't have my documentation papers, and the security police were after me, and Joseph Cotton was just around the corner, and zither music was playing. It felt like anything but the American way. What it really felt like, not to put too sharp a point on it, was very anti-Hispanic. Now we have a month's grace to renew our expired driver's licenses before we have to go prove that we are not undocumented residents. About the same time, a brouhaha broke out about resurrecting Moses and the Ten Commandments at the state capitol and voting on English as the state's official language. Some boneheads are trying to undermine approval for a school of visual and performing arts in Tulsa. And just when we think it can't get any funnier, I hear that someone is trying to change the state motto from "Labor conquers all things" to "In God we trust," more religion. One of the few people I will talk to about religion and politics is my friend Patty, and that, of course, is because we are in agreement. Patty looks at all this fuss about people waving the flag and the Bible and wanting the rest of us to wave them too, and she says she has her own suggestion for a new state motto. "How about this," she says, "how about, and still we stay?" There's a lot to be said for sticking it out, especially when everyone else seems to be going the other direction. Here's another quote from Jean Kerr. "Hope is the feeling that the feeling you have isn't permanent."